Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Welcome to the Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about what the perfect deal looks like. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
I love this topic. I love talking about stuff like this. You know, so many times we talk about little technical details, like how should you go see your land, and is there a nuclear bomb there, and tiny little things like that. And
tiny little things like a nuclear bomb.
I love the big picture stuff, like from 35,000 feet. Like, if you could create a perfect deal, what is it? I love that kind of stuff. So, what does it look like? What does it look like to you with a perfect deal?
Perfect deal for me is all pieces, all the stars are in alignment and all the pieces are perfect. Where from the legal paperwork part of it to the property itself to the circumstances that they're selling it. So may I go into more detail?
Absolutely, okay. Please.
So first of all, legally, it's in everybody's name. There's no issues, there's no trust, there's no nothing. It's husband and wife, and they're still, you know, alive and happy and able to sign, just in their names. Everything's great. They've owned the property for, gosh, 20, 30 years, so there's no issues at all about any liens or anything crazy from back then. So, from legally, I should say. So that's the paperwork part. The second part is the property itself, which is, it's gorgeous. It's, gosh, maybe it's an area in Southern California. I don't know, like Riverside or Palm Springs or San Bernardino. I don't know. Somewhere you can drive and have, you know, all the things that you want, but it's a great place for someone to build a home or a ranch or, you know, whatever they want to do. Maybe it's several acres. I like that. I like acreage. Doesn't have to be that big, but gosh, 2, 5, 10 acres, 2 or 5 out there is great. So something like that.
This is exactly why we're business partners, because you and I answer these questions a little bit differently. I mean, we're always looking forward and going in the same direction together, but you know, you just described the perfect deal for you, and that's awesome. The perfect deal for me is a property that is sold before we buy it. And you know when they come in. Well, here's my example. You know, we send a bajillion letters out, you know, and we get all kinds of responses. But my perfect deal is when it comes back signed, when the offer comes back signed, and they leave their phone number or their email address in the slot that we provide right on the offer, and they say, yeah, I want to sell my large acreage property for the price that you asked. I want to close, just like you said, next Friday. And this is where we should meet.
Is it just about speed for you?
Yeah, well, it's just about the technical stuff for me. Oh. It's not about the property or the people.
I'm about the ease of the transaction.
I know, and that's why we're great partners. And I didn't think this show would be about this at all, but you know, if we can buy a 40-acre property for $4,000 in whatever, it doesn't even matter where. And we know we have a ton of A-list buyers that are ready to pay $10,000 cash for it. That's a perfect deal for me.
Well, you know what? That's part of my transaction. I hadn't got to that point. So mine is not only the number, like it's legally easy, the property's good, and the circumstances are right. So mine kind of ties into yours. I just hadn't got there yet. I apologize. So it's a transaction where they do want to get, they are done with the property. So it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of the same thing. My perfect deal is, hey, we're done with it. We are not going to retire there. Love to have the cash tomorrow.
Right.
We don't have to have the cash tomorrow. Love to have the cash tomorrow. What are you offering? We have an idea what it's worth and we're good with that.
Just for fun, what's the absolute opposite of that for you? Like, what's the, like, we're, you know, what's the deal that we all know we're going to do it, but it's just, it's awful, but we have to do it. A lot of times we just say no.
Oh,
but you know, we're going to do it.
What's one of the really tricky deals that I don't like doing, but I'm going to complete them anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the price is stellar.
Yeah.
It is beyond what I could dream I could buy it for.
Right.
Now, here's the issue. I got to call an attorney and get some questions answered here. Even their attorney has not maybe that.
There's attorneys.
So, right, there's a... And it's never about the, you know what, it's never about the chain of title. It's not about who's owned it. We all know grandpa's owned this thing for 50 years. No one's questioning that. We just have to make sure we do it the right way. Uh-huh. It's got to go because grandpa passed and grandpa didn't put in his trust yet, you know, or something like that. So there's a little hiccup that needs to be done.
Okay.
Those are the ones that... Gosh, it's a headache for me, but I'm going to do it because, oh my gosh, this is the awesome property. I'm going to make so much money on this. It's going to pay for this in the end, but it's a lot of work right now.
No good acquisition can go to waste. That's my motto.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's good. So what else? I'm trying to think what other things would be my perfect deal. Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
Sally Smith calls me up and says... I have 20 of these.
Yeah. I was waiting for that to come
up. Do you want them?
Multi-unit deals.
Oh, well.
You got to tell a story about that member that just hit the jackpot on this.
I love it.
Jill is famous in our Land Academy program for making sure that everybody asks this question with everybody that they're on the phone with. And the question is this
what else do you have?
What else do you own?
Yeah. And next thing you know, they're like, well, I happen to own, I didn't think you'd be interested, but I got this over here and I got that over here and this over here and that over here. I'm like, oh, gold mine.
Tell us that veteran story.
Oh,
the deal that we did about a year ago.
That was the craziest thing. He was calling in, well, I want to say it was like a 2.5 acre, it was somewhere in Southern California. It was like Riverside or I don't know what. Anyway,
it was in Tiapachi, I think.
No, that was the second one.
Oh, okay.
But the first one was in another area. Maybe it was Kern or something he owned. He was a realtor. He was a former realtor. He owned two properties. He was calling me about one, about this, just this acreage property. It might have been bigger because that's why I was calling. So he had a letter. And I did my, well, you know, I might consider it. What else do you have? And turns out he was trying to qualify for a VA loan. And he had to get rid of some assets. And one of them was a small quarter acre, maybe even a 0.2, Tehachapi. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Tehachapi, I can't remember. Infill lot with homes on each side with a paved road.
Yeah, new subdivision.
He paid $49,000 for it. He listed it a couple years ago for $25,000. He already knew he was taking a hit on it.
Boy, this is a perfect deal. You're right.
And he's like, you know what? I need to, and it was one of those. I had to get these. This was last year because he had to get it off his books by the end of the year. So remember this? I was scrambling.
Yeah, because he owned too much property to qualify for a VA loan.
Yep. So,
he was real motivated to do this.
He was. If you can give me X thousand, which by the way, it was 2,000 for them both. You can give me $2,000 and I could get it done in 10 days. Done.
Oh,
and
that's the perfect deal.
I said, I said, we're going to make this happen.
Yeah. We made a ton of money on that deal. Awesome. I remember that.
Yeah, that was one of those, like, wow.
It was run to the bank. Yeah.
Yep. So that's another awesome deal. But you're right. That was a result of my thing that I tell every single person when you're talking to a seller, always ask them what else they have.
Yeah, we have a member. She's a stay-at-home mom. And she just went through her first transaction and she asked that question and they produced like 1,100 additional properties.
She got paid.
And she got the run of the list, right. You know? So I don't know. I think she went through her whole acquisition budget that she slated for like the rest of the year. She went through it in 2 weeks.
I think she did say she's almost out of money. It's hilarious. It's so great. That's the best thing. You know what? That's
running out of acquisition money is the greatest feeling ever.
Because you're like, this is so good. I have to buy it. Oh my gosh, this is so good. I have to buy it. And this is so good. I have to buy it.
Yeah.
I love that problem.
Yeah.
So that happens a lot. I often get in that pickle and it's the best position to be in because I'm now buying these at such an awesome price that I can double my money without even doing anything. So I'm going to try to triple my money, which is still not hard to do. And then if I, you know, it's fantastic. And that's as a wholesale thing. So
I have another example of a perfect deal. It's a deal that I did a lot of years ago. So I sent, we have this method of faxing real estate people, because real estate agents and brokers still use fax machines, not as much as they used to, but they do because there's a lot of documents involved. So for whatever reason, they still have fax machines. So I faxed a whole state of people, of real estate agents. We actually have a program in the back. It's a program that we're it's under development about how to contact all the agents in a state or a given area by with the fax machine. But anyway, I did this a lot of years ago. And a guy called me back, an agent owner, just like you described, and he had a tremendous amount of property, just the asset type that we love, large acreage, kind of like the outskirts of town. You know, it had a lot of nice attributes. And if I bought it all, it would have cost like $700,000, which I didn't want to outlay at the time. So we devised a system, he and I, and we called it a release. So I signed a contract to buy everything.
Brilliant.
And I fronted the, I think we did it like it took over 12 or 18 months. I think it was 18 months. We cut all the property up into little 18 separate packages. And so every month I was obligated to, I think it was $30,000 or $40,000 to buy the stuff. And so I only had to front the first amount because we doubled our money and tripled our money on everything. And so we just kept closing and closing and closing and selling it. And man, I'll tell you what, we made, I think I cleared probably close to $1 million on that deal.
Just that one.
And it's a good feeling to come in the office in the morning and know that your acquisition slate's all set up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now you're taking one set of pictures and it's one map and it's one area and you can talk to a customer, the buyer, real logically about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I agree. I love that situation. That was brilliant. And I've done that on the sell side. Remember that guy in Canada that he was buying, he would buy like 12 or 15 of my properties at a time.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Remember that? And so I give him a list and he'd go through, pick out the one he wants, and I do one deed.
Right.
And then I give him a list and he'd go through, pick out what he wants. It's like every, like, I don't know, it was like once a week for several weeks. I don't know. They were building up a big inventory in that area. So that was wonderful.
Here's
I love those. Just wiring me the money. By then, we're not even talking about it.
Right.
The money just shows up and I know to do the deed.
Right.
It's great.
Here's another example of almost perfect or maybe a perfect deal, especially for somebody new in the business. And I only know about it because it happened to one of our members recently in Colorado. They sent a letter out. They bought, I don't know, 10 or 20 5-acre properties in the same area. And the guy that took the pictures for him, he asked the guy to put a little sign on it too. So he puts a sign on it and some people who live close by called him. And so he ended up selling one property for the amount of money that cost him to buy all the properties. And so the rest of the properties, he's not, I don't know if he's sold them yet or not, but he said he's going to keep some, he's going to sell some on terms and some for cash. So it's what I call the used car model. I got a buddy who owns a used car lot, and his whole deal is to get, he buys a car and then he sells it and he sells it on payments, just like we do. But he makes sure that he collect the down payment is the price that he paid for the car. So all the payments that he's collecting, it's just profit.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. That's why I'm kind of laughing.
It's called Uncle Milty's. We're going to go to prison.
Oh my gosh.
It's Uncle Milty's car lot.
Don't tell me. Don't say, stop.
All
Ixnay.
Right, sorry.
Ixnay on the aim-nay.
Okay. I think it's funny. He's going to laugh. He'll laugh. Yeah. We should have him on the show, actually.
That is funny. Oh, this guy's a crack-up. Remember that time we ran into him in the airport?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
He's on his way to Ireland.
Right. That was so funny. So, cool. I'm trying to think, is there anything else good to share? I mean,
these are all real examples of deals that we do all the time.
I mean, it really, here's the beautiful thing about the perfect deal. If you are in this world and in this business and you're doing everything right, you can sit back and cherry pick these deals. Kind of what I do. I look for the perfect deal and those are the ones I want to do. The ones that are not perfect, there's some reason why, there's some redeeming quality, like I was telling you about, you know, like that guy that, you know, it was worth thousands and I got it for $1,900. you know, for that one $50,000 property, that kind of thing. Actually, no, that wasn't even, I had to hurry to the bank one. But, I mean, there wasn't any legal things on that one. But, you know, now and then, like I said, I have some that there might be some legal trust things I just kind of have mm-hmm. to help along and make sure it goes the right way. And, the you know, we're taking ownership the right way and all that good stuff. But that's it.
Most of the people that start and start down the path from the Land Academy program or one of the programs that we offer, if you ask this question, what we're talking about, this is what they say. The perfect deal for me would be to buy a property, just like you guys say, for $1,000, let's say, and sell it for $85,000 next week. And my answer is this. It's just like walking into a casino and pulling a handle on the first machine you see after you put a nickel in there and win an 800 grand. All it does is set you up for disappointment forever because it's never going to happen again, or some version of it, it's not. So while those are great once in a great, great while, I don't think, and Jen, Jill and I have done those deals too, but you don't hear us sitting around saying, you know, hitting a home run is the perfect deal. I love deals where you can just repeat it over and mm-hmm. over and over again and double your money. Like, what's the last time a guy who flips houses has ever doubled his money?
Wait, I have something to say about that.
Yeah.
We just to sit on the home run thing. I love your example on it, and I'm taking it to the a little bit further, mm-hmm. which is, how often do we get home runs and how often do we get singles? I'm going to get singles all day long. And you know what? I'm going to build up my score that way. That's all I do.
Absolutely.
Singles, 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 singles. I'm not waiting for that one home run. Because you know what? I will get a home run now and then, and I love it.
Right.
But in the meantime, I am quietly getting singles and killing it.
Well said.
And I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about it. I know I can get a single.
And well said.
Thank you. That was good. That was from your feedback. So this is kind of weird for us. I'm kind of like the perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
I
keep coming back to, I would love to have, you know, most of the people we have on the show are real estate investors in where they, you know, they're buying and selling houses or they're renovating houses or wholesaling houses. And if you make a 20% margin in that business, you're doing everything right, you know, and they're shocked that we double or triple our money regularly, or we don't buy it. We regularly buy property for $1,000 or $2,000 and sell it for $8,000. Usually we triple it. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know. Right. I have to go back and look. If you historically look at all the stuff we've done, actually it's published on the internet, it's about double. Mm-hmm. So some of it's less, some of it's more, but these days, it seems more like triple and quadruple. Doesn't it to you?
It does. I think we've really perfected our buying. I really think that's the difference.
Well, you're involved now.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a real difference, and I'm not joking around about that.
Yeah.
You're in charge of these acquisitions, and I think that you're extremely prudent, way more than I ever was.
Thanks.
I was all about volume and not maximizing that lowest acquisition price, and I think you're about both.
Right. I am. And if it's not right, I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I can't tell you how often I just did it twice this week where we weren't on the same page.
Yeah.
And you know what's really interesting is I swear that's almost like they know, but they don't want to admit it at that point. You know, I had a guy's like, well, I'm going to talk to this realtor and we're going to see. Da, da, da. And I said, well, if anything changes, no, I know. I've got your number, literally said your number is right on top on my file. You know, like he knows he's going to be calling me in 3 months. I don't know why he's going through the motions. Does he need it for his wife or for himself or what? I don't know, but he knows in his head, we're going to be doing this deal together at some point.
Really? You can tell?
Seriously.
You know you're going to need a call back in
totally.
6 months?
Totally. I can tell.
Wow.
I can tell.
It's female
and like
intuition
I said, and he even said, no, your number is on top. I said, all right, well, we'll be talking. And yep. I'm like, why are we doing it now? But it's okay.
I love when sellers say, well, I'm going to call a realtor and go down that path because I know that they're going to be calling me in 4 weeks later, maybe four right. or even 6 months.
Right.
You know, it's that whole milk example we always use.
Well, and that's this gentleman too. They don't know yet that once they get into it, that the truth of the matter is, and I've explained this to some people and they go, oh yeah, I get it. A lot of realtors won't take it on because what's their commission?
Yeah, yeah.
Gee, what's my commission off $2,000? Not much. Yes. What's my commission off $20,000? Still not much.
Right.
$200,000 now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. And so by the way, you're in their portfolio where everything, you have 12 deal listings over $200,000 and yours is at 10, 20 even. Are they really going to give your property the attention versus these other ones? They're not driving people around to look at your land. They're driving those people around for those things.
Anybody who's ever gone into the MLS, the multiple listing service where real estate agents list houses for sale. And if you just look up land, you know, in Arizona, if you just do, you log in or, you know, get an agent to do it for you, or there's a lot of ways to get in there. You're going to find 80,000-90,000 properties listed, and they're all overpriced and they've all been on the market for 2 years. You know, and that's because we've said it a million times. There's only two reasons properties don't sell. They're not being viewed by the right people, or they're priced too much.
Mm-hmm.
And we never buy a property if either one of those things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, yeah.
I agree.
There's a lot of perfect land deals out there. We do them every week.
There are. Good show. Yeah. I like this. This is fun.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. Let's go buy some property.
You know, sometimes we do these shows and I sell myself. I'm like, there's so many perfect... We take it for granted, Jill, when we're doubling our money.
You're right. Can I drink my tea now?
It's not even like... Most people would say I doubled my money in 2 weeks on that. Well, in any investment, that would be perfect without a lot of work. Without leaving the desk.
I don't want to bash anyone that flips homes for a living, but you are 100% correct. No one hits numbers like we do in that realm. Consistently. How's that? Consistently.
Right.
So they are, I think in a perfect world, if you're the best flipper out there doing, you know, homes, single family residences, if you hit 20%, you're killing it. Maybe if you hit, what is the number? I don't know.
I think 20% is knocking it out of the park.
That's what I think.
I just did a blog on this topic in Bigger Pockets, this exact topic. And I don't think it's their fault. I think that the vast majority of people that get into this business, especially brand new, I think that they have a story like this. My grandparents own two houses down the street, and they've owned them for 15 years, and they bought them for $80,000, and they sold them for $250,000 each, especially out here out west.
Right.
And so it's not a stretch to say, well, I want to do that 10 times and retire. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But that's just not how it goes.
Exactly.
So my point in this is that their very first indication in real estate, or their first experience, is a primary residence, their parents or their grandparents or whatever. And then so that's what they think, how you can make a bunch of money. And there's so many other product types out there, apartments and all kinds of stuff that you can just kill it with, or our product type.
Right. I got to say, I did that.
Go ahead.
Bought something for 90-something. By the time we were all done, we were in for a dollar. We were all in for like 100 and I think it was 109,000. And we sold it for 2.8.
How long did you own it?
Just
like 12 months or what?
No, 4 years. I wish I could remember. Doggone it. I want to say maybe 8 years.
Yeah. So that. I don't mean to burst your bubble, and I really don't. But 8 years of carrying a house with the interest expense and all this and the maintenance and stuff. I don't think you just didn't make the money you thought you made.
Oh my gosh, Dave Ramsey just walked in the room.
I've never seen it. The biggest waste of money I've ever made is buying a multi-million dollar house in Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Don't disagree with you.
It's so expensive to own a house, a primary residence, I mean.
Gee, it sounds like you're speaking from experience, Paradise Valley.
So I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but I love it when I bought it for $25,000 and I sold it for $300,000. I lived there for 15 years. Yeah, you made about $30.
And you said bubble butt.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't want a bubble butt.
I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but you said bubble butt.
Yeah, right, we can get the horse around on these little aftertops.
The after one. This is not the real show.
I know, so we can say the thing.
I can drink my tea. I can make fun of you because we might not use this.
And then a lot of times we say really bad words and stuff, and we don't publish it.
I don't say bad words. Right. It's on occasion. If I do, it's a big deal, and everyone knows it. GoDaddy.
Thank you. That is the loss of me.
Can't cut me off now. Let's go.
Thank you, Jill.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.